AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 2 decades after the first Million Man March, an anniversary rally is being held today on the Mall in Washington. Reverend Wendell Anthony delivering the opening Christian prayer.
20 years ago, we came for justice. 20 years later, we still come for justice.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who called the 1995 march, is heading today's gathering entitled Justice or Else March. Turkey's health ministry says at least 86 people are dead, 186 others hurt in a pair of bombings during a peace rally in Ankara, Turkey. That sound of the crowd after the explosions from DHA. The explosions were just minutes apart near Ankara's main train station as people were gathering for the rally, which was calling for an end to the renewed violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. Hours after today's explosions, a Kurdish rebel group declared a temporary ceasefire ahead of Turkey's November 1st elections. Sometimes heavy rain again in South Carolina, keeping people from checking on their homes days after historic flooding in the state. State Transportation Department's Peter Poore says a contractor has been hired to begin work on repairing several bridges that are keeping a 13-mile stretch of a major highway closed.
I-95 is South Carolina DOT's number one priority, even though we are still in the assessment phase, meaning there is so much damage to still be discovered around the state.
A Michigan man has been shot and killed by a state trooper after the man wounded a deputy with a crossbow yesterday. State police say the trooper, a Montcalm County Sheriff's deputy, and a police officer were serving an arrest warrant at the home of the 40-year-old man when the man shot at the officer, striking the deputy. State trooper then fired, killing the man. This is AP Radio News. The Secret Service agent credited with saving President Ronald Reagan's life has died. Martin DeCaro has more.
Jerry Parr was in charge of Reagan's detail on March 30th, 1981, when John Hinckley Jr. shot the president outside the Washington Hilton. That was the sound of Parr's voice as he radioed for help. As Reagan complained of chest pains and showed blood on his lips, Parr redirected the presidential limousine to George Washington Hospital. As it turned out, Reagan, whose Secret Service codename was Rawhide, had been hit in the chest and was bleeding internally.
Rawhide is okay.
Former First Lady Nancy Reagan called Parr one of my true heroes. Jerry Parr was 85. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Actor Shia LaBeouf has been arrested, charged with public intoxication in Austin, Texas. Jail records show he was booked last night, released on his own recognizance. He was arrested in the city's entertainment district. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.